Today, the show is gluten-free.
They're gluten-free?
Today is National Gluten-Free Day.
My body wants bread.
Go ahead and ditch the gluten today.
Why? What's wrong with gluten?
With gluten. People with celiac disease must avoid gluten.
Gluten-free diet.
Gluten-free?
I'm gluten-free.
It is National Gluten-Free Day.
What the heck is gluten?
I'm celiac.
I'm on a special diet.
I mean, does gluten even exist?
It's showtime.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Weekend review? Nothing. I got nothing. How about you? I was reading an article this morning that was talking about the majority of people who waste a weekend don't feel guilty about it. Like 39% feel bad on Monday when they look back on the weekend and they say, I didn't do anything. But an amazing like 58% don't care if they wasted a weekend. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't waste the whole weekend. I was kind of busy on Saturday, but I knew that ice was coming. That ice and snow and crazy weather yesterday, that only ended up to be a little bit of ice. I kept checking my weather app on my phone. Snow starting, 28 minutes. Nothing. Serious snowfall. Next hour. Nothing. So the fact that I wasted yesterday was no big deal because I did some prep on Saturday. You know, you make sure your meals are planned and, you know, there was football yesterday. So I was like, I could stay inside. But I did nothing yesterday. I didn't even spread salt or shovel ice. I did nothing. But I was okay with it. A crazy week coming up. So yesterday I did nothing. If you did nothing yesterday, you're within that club. Now, I don't know what side of the fence you stand on. You're that 42% that feel guilty or the 58% that do not. But you did nothing and so did I. We have something in common. Nothing. It is National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Shall we clean off our desks together? Should we do it together on the show today? No, mine's already good.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I read that Twitter is testing a new feature that lets you to react to other people's tweets with a short video. I feel like we're a day away from Twitter just renaming itself TwitTwok.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Making our way for news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. National Clean Off Your Desk Day. I posted an exclusive inside peek from my office this morning. My desk is usually clean. How about yours, Mark?
Yeah, pretty clean. I keep it pretty neat, partly because you can see it when you walk by in the hallway.
Yeah, so your office is positioned where, whose office is this?
I've been told to keep it presentable.
Okay, and you're a pretty tidy news guy.
Yeah, anyway, I don't really have much junk in there since I don't do anything. It's easy not to have a pile.
Most of your work is in the news studio, any of them.
Right.
Including this one.
All over the place.
Yeah. So, yeah, I keep a clean desk, too, so you can walk in and you can find what you're looking for right away. But for those of you who don't keep a clean desk, we're here to help you.
The second Monday in January is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Workers are encouraged to clear off the top of their desks.
Mine's always clean. My desk only has the framed picture of my cat.
Oh, boy.
We know, Karen. We know.
Happy National Obnoxious Coworker Day.
No, that's not it.
National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Thank you. Mark is on the way next, whether he's got clean desk or not.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We've also got to check on the sports. A lot of football yesterday, and it appears as though you Steeler fans are happy because you're still alive. It's all coming up, Morgan in the Morning. The Guinness Book of World Records. Is it really all that important? Especially when you do something that's kind of gross. Stay with us. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Yeah, it's kind of odd to call it an act of stupidity when it's been going on for months, as in building toward the Guinness World Record for the biggest ball of human hair. An Ohio salon has done it, and it was a family. Yeah, get this, a family project.
Like, Dad, I think you should take all the hair and build a giant hairball and get in the book. Because look, they've got rubber band balls and they've got yarn balls. So I took a corner of my salon and I built a hole into the side of the wall and into the basement, made a chute, started saving the hair, started building it in the basement. Was super, super happy. I felt like if I died now, I have left something that my great-grandkids are going to be able to pull off.
Yeah, 225.13 pound ball of hair. That's what you left behind. Talk about a harebrained idea.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Woo! A hairy situation indeed. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, so I posted an Inside Peek video. I do this once in a while, a chance for you to see me before the show, which hits the air at 6, but at 5 a.m., you'll catch me in my office doing a couple of things. Today's National Clean Off Your Desk Day, and I show you the fact that my desk is not cleanable. It's always tidy. You heard Mark Lawrence come in. He said his desk is always tidy. The only reason his is tidy, he says, because you could see it as you walk down the hall. My office is all the way in the back of the building, so nobody sees me back there. But I like to keep a tidy desk anyway. Now, the one thing you will see in this video is my hair. I don't know what's going wrong with it. I don't know if it's global warming or what. My hair just, every day it has life of its own. And then I get this memo that the Trolls Live Wacky Hair Day show is coming to the Hershey Theater, and we're going to give away tickets. I'm like, maybe I should be in this show. Maybe I should MC this show. Anyway, the Trolls are coming to Hershey January 22nd and 23rd, and we have a chance for you to win. And here's how you win. You send us pictures of your wackiest hairstyle. Maybe your bedhead. I don't know. I work on my hair, and it still looks wacky. I could be a troll. Perhaps I am. The World of Trolls coming to Hershey. Great show for the kids. Interactive, story-rich musical celebration of everything the trolls love. Singing, dancing, rainbows, glitter, hugs, and Tom Morgan. Your chance to win. Show us your wacky hair.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, coming up, the good news. It's always good news when there's a rescue.
The door open. Fire extinguisher right here.
Lots of good news coming up.
In digital HD.
Good news.
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
A police rescue is always scary to listen to, but trust me, it's always, well, at least in these situations, good news.
Can we break the door open? Fire extinguisher right here. Down here at the base,
Police in Florida rescuing a woman trapped inside a burning car. The next time you criticize a police officer's job, you might want to think about this. They're there when you need them. The woman was safe. And how about this rescue by just passersby? Good Samaritans forming a human chain and rescuing a family from the icy river.
When I was driving down the freeway, I couldn't see that pickup in the water until I stopped.
And once we got out, I felt so relieved that we were okay, but it was so cold. And I didn't want my boys to have to cross the water because I didn't know where we were going to go.
Luckily, I'm a little taller, and I was able to touch the bottom of the river all the way out to the truck.
That human chain, just passersby, a frozen river in Montana. Scary news, but good news. And hats off to the Susquehanna Valley YMCA for coming up with something called Resolution Solution. Yeah, it's going on now through the end of the month, making sure your New Year's resolution happens.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
By the way, check in at the front desk of any of the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA offices, Lewisburg, Mifflinburg, Milton, or Sunbury. Now that's good news.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got birthday buddies and late night TV. Jimmy Fallon talks about a new kind of DUI in Texas.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Meanwhile, I heard about a man in Texas who was arrested after allegedly driving drunk with a lit barbecue pit in the back of his truck. Now, in Texas, a man drunk driving a lit barbecue is actually the state bird.
Birthday girl, Pat Benatar.
I love Pat Benatar.
Do you really?
I saw her twice in concert.
All right.
Yeah.
How old do you think she is today? think 68. Older than us.
Eight.
Very close.
Okay.
69 to
the... Ooh, okay.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay.
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
I only say yay because Pat's older than us.
Yes, she is, but not by much, really, if you think about it.
Hey, all musical birthdays today. Are you ready?
Ah, okay.
Chris Smith, who was a friend of mine in kindergarten. No, different Chris
Wait.
Smith.
Hold on a minute.
He's 43 years old today. He is Daddy Mac from Criss Cross.
Oh, remember that? Yeah. Didn't they wear their clothes backwards?
Yeah, those two kids that had their clothes on backwards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Brent Smith, lead vocalist, Shinedown, 44.
What? I do like Shinedown a lot.
Sean Colvin.
Oh.
Who doesn't like Sean Colvin?
What else can you say?
Sonny Came Home. She's 66. Pat Benatar, 69. Mm-hmm. Donald Fagen.
Oh, okay.
74 years
Steely
old.
Steely Dan.
He's still doing it.
Yeah, he is.
And he's still doing it well. And the oldest on our list today, Rod Stewart, is 77 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rod, change your hair. You're getting a little old for that. You know what I mean?
He is too old for his hair.
Yeah, he is too old for his hair.
You know, that's an issue with anybody, but especially big names.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
What happened there?
Okay, we just want to remind you who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Who we are.
Indeed.
94KX.
Right in the middle of what we're talking about. So you don't forget.
But instead, we were supposed to hear that music bed that we play
that we usually
birthdays.
Play for the birthdays,
but it went away, so here it is.
There it
again.
Is. Okay, thank you, computer.
Yeah,
go take a nap now.
We heard the celebs, now we do the locals to this music, and we call
birthday
them.
Buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Amy Bowersox from Sealands Group. She's 48 years old today.
Happy birthday, Angela Willow, 40 today.
Autumn Harmon is 32.
Billy Squigert from Millerstown, 46 today.
Happy birthday, Charles Paul. He's from Shamokin, 54.
Debbie Moyer from Northumberland, 67 today. Happy birthday.
Ed Clark from Danville, a buddy of mine, 56. Hey, Eddie.
Holly Lengel from Sealands Grove is 38.
Jeffrey Beagle, 42 today.
Jonathan McDougal. Ooh, I like that name. Yeah. McDougal. Anyway, yeah, he's 48 today. Happy birthday.
He's a good Irishman. And I didn't do the accents.
No, I know, neither did I.
Okay. Mark Paul from Sunbury, 59 today.
Marianne Bridges from Bloomsburg is 60 today.
Tammy Miller, 44 today.
Tiffany Studebaker from Danville is 27.
And a happy birthday to Tish Showers from Sealands Grove. She's 48 years old today. Hey, called in Friday after we did Birthday Buddies.
Which I missed.
Yeah. Our friend Karen... said, could you say, I know it's too late, but could you say happy birthday to my mom on Monday? I said, sure. So Eloise Wright from Berwick is 67 years old.
Well, happy
today.
Birthday, Eloise.
And Eloise, we know it's late, and we know your daughter was a little late, but you know what? It's all good.
It's the thought that counts.
It is definitely the thought that counts. Each and every day, we do it at about this time. What's it called again?
It's Birthday Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got the news. We've got the sports. We've got the AccuWeather. Hey, good news. They waited till the last minute, but the Pittsburgh Steelers got into the playoffs.
I saw the game yesterday. You were watching it, though, for the Ravens,
the
weren't
other
you?
Team.
Yeah.
It was a frustrating day for me.
I felt sorry for you while I was watching it.
The only thing the Steelers and the Ravens needed to do was win first and then wait for everybody else to lose.
Right.
So it was a slim to none chance. However, the team that won that game, mm-hmm. everybody else lost.
Exactly.
Rob, the Sports Center has the details, and I'll just sit over here and cry, okay?
Okay. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is in the house. You're slipping, sliding all the way in, bud.
My driveway was terrible because it's on an incline. And it's a sheet of ice. The main roads were okay.
Yeah, they're okay. Entertainment report coming up?
Yes, some reaction to the death of Bob Saget.
It's on the way next. Stay with us.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Movie Mike coming up in just a bit. Mike, do you have a clean desk at home? I mean, you're a movie critic. Oh.
No, I do not, as my wife will tell you.
All right, listen up, Mrs. Movie Mike. Can I call her Steph?
You can call her that, yeah.
Oh, okay, listen up, Steph. This is your chance. It's National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Oh.
The second Monday in January.
Uh-huh.
And I said earlier, and you could watch the video on our Facebook page, Usually in radio, when they say clean off your desk, they're firing you.
Right. Right, you're out of here.
So every time somebody says clean off your desk, I get a little nervous. I call my agent, you know. But it is also National Gluten-Free Day. If you are those type people that want to take care of your body and cut out the gluten, today is also National Cut Your Energy Bill Day.
Cut Your Energy Cost Day.
Harvesting limitless energy.
A huge amount of energy.
Mm-hmm. January 10th is National Cut Your Energy Costs Day.
Okay.
And you can save 25% on utility bills.
Wow.
Simply by being more mindful.
Hello? I think we did something wrong.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We seem to have lost power. I hope Movie Mike is here. If he is, he's coming up next.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
As you've no doubt heard, Bob Saget was found dead in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida yesterday. There's no word on the cause of death. Police say there were no signs of foul play or drug use. He was 65 years old. Saget was in the middle of a stand-up tour and had just performed the night before in Jacksonville. His body was discovered sometime before 4 p.m. by hotel security. Bob's Full House co-star John Stamos tweeted, quote, "I am broken. I am gutted. I am in complete and utter shock. I will never have another friend like him. I love you so much, Bobby." And his youngest TV daughters, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, said, quote, "Bob was the most generous, compassionate, and loving man. We are deeply sad that he is no longer with us, but know that he will continue to be by our side to guide us as gracefully as he always has." So Bob Saget dead at the rather young age of 65.
Yeah, I've never heard a bad thing about the guy.
I haven't either. He was very beloved by comedians. Everybody said he was a nice guy. So real shame there, real loss.
Sad
coming
story.
On the heels of Sidney Poitier and Betty White. And, you know, we've had a lot of celebrity deaths so far in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meanwhile, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Are you a fan of Elvira?
Yeah, sort of.
But I'm a horror guy, so, you know, I revere Elvira, as do all horror
buffs. She seems to be losing likes nowadays.
Yeah, she does. Well, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, lost 11,000 social media followers in one day after she came out about her current relationship with a woman, but she also gained 60,000 new ones that same day. During a recent podcast appearance, she said, quote, "I knew that there were going to be some horny old men out there who were just not going to like the fact that they didn't have a chance with me anymore. And I hate to tell them, they already didn't have a chance with me anyway."
So there it is.
There it is, yes. Elvira was less concerned about those horny old men than she was about her gay fan base turning on her for being in the closet so long. But that doesn't seem to be the case. She came out about her 19-year relationship with a woman back in September when she released her autobiography.
So you lose some, you win some, right?
Right. In this case, she won way more than she lost, so it turned out to be pretty good for her.
Way to go, Elvira.
Absolutely. And looking at the box office, Spider-Man No Way Home held on to the top spot again with $33 million. Sing 2 came in second place with $11 million. The action movie The 355 had a pretty weak opening in third place with only $4 million. The King's Man was fourth with $3 million, and American Underdog rounds out the top five with $2 million.
I stumbled upon a movie about a mercenary and her crew rescuing baby lions and stuff. It was called Rogue from last summer.
Oh, was that the one with Megan Fox?
Yeah,
okay.
And I didn't continue to watch it just because it was Megan Fox.
Right.
I was kind of intrigued by this whole jungle and lion thing, and they were rescuing these little girls that have been human trafficked, and I found myself actually watching a movie over the weekend that I had absolutely no interest in, but I couldn't change the channel.
I've had movies like that too, yeah. You just get wrapped up in how bad they are or how weird they are or whatever.
That was my next question. Does that happen to Movie Mike? And it does?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right. I feel normal now. WQKX. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you on Friday.
See you then.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News, sports, AccuWeather on the way next. Viral comedy is really something strange. If you're in New York City for the first time and you open your hotel window and yell out, what do you think you're going to hear?
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right, you're in New York City for the first time. You're excited and you decide to yell out the window.
I'm in Gates, New York.
Guess what kind of,
in digital HD.
You're going to get a lot of people yelling two words. Viral comedy on the way next.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now. Look it up later, because this is one that you really have to see the expression on this lady's face. She's from Texas. She's visiting New York City for the first time ever. She doesn't know why. Her boyfriend wanted to take her to New York City. Well, he shows her around the big city. Then they get back to the hotel and he proposes. And so she feels it necessary to open a window and yell out that she's getting married. Married in New York City. She's gonna yell this. Who cares, right?
I'm engaged, New York!
I just love it here.
There you go!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You just don't do some things in New York City. One would be announce anything. Don't do it. WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV coming up with Jimmy Fallon. What's new with Twitter? Jimmy will tell you. And Tom's top list, top stats on Christmas decorations as of today.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I read that Twitter is testing a new feature that lets you react to other people's tweets with a short video. I feel like we're a day away from Twitter just renaming itself Twit-twock. Meanwhile, I heard about a man in Texas who was arrested after allegedly driving drunk with a lit barbecue pit in the back of his truck. Now, in Texas, a man drunk driving a lit barbecue is actually the state bird.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, because this is confusing. Christmas decor stats as of right now. You may argue what group you belong in. All my Christmas trees are down. All my Christmas decorations are put away. But my outside lights on the deck rails are still up because they're white and they look nice in the snow. What group do I belong to? In a poll, 39% of people say they still have Christmas decorations up. 18% haven't put anything away, while 21% have started putting things away little bits at a time. But you have to finish. 34% of people have put everything away already. And 23% say they never had any decorations up in the first place. Yeah, way to go, Scrooge. Anyway, can you believe it? It's January 10th, nearly 3 weeks since Christmas. What category do you belong in? Morgan in the Morning news is coming up next. Still to come, we've got something for you to do if you've got cabin fever and our parting shot. All right, Christmas is over, New Year over. Now cabin fever sets in, right? What if someone in our area had a cabin fever party every year and it's been fun? But this year, they decide to really pump it up, as in include 94KX. Details coming up next.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, how long do you have to wait before cabin fever sets in? Okay, like you're really bored. Like with me, Valentine's Day is no big deal. But Christmas is over. New Year is over. I don't really care for Valentine's Day. How long is it till St. Patrick's Day? That's my next chance to party. I mean, to have a real good time, right? Well, no, not if you have a cabin fever party planned somewhere. Our good friends at Spyglass have been doing a cabin fever party for years. And what it meant was just a party inside of Spyglass with live music. Well, this year it's the 6th annual cabin fever party, and it is January 29th. And let me tell you something, they've expanded the party. It's going to be huge. Not just because 94KX is involved, but we will be. But because, you know, there's three beards now with Spyglass. And now you throw in Gilson snowboards and skis, and you got one big party. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with, like, live music and fun till about 4. Now, guess what's happening at 4 p.m.? The first ever Spyglass Gilson Snow Cardboard Sled Racing. If you were part of the cardboard boat regatta at Sunbury Riverfest, you're going to love this even more. Maybe you'll love it more anyway because you don't like water, but you love snow. They're going to make a snow trail, if there's no snow on the ground by then. They're going to make a snow trail, and we're going to race cardboard sleds. Cardboard sleds that you make. Go to the Spyglass site for rules and regulations. But we're going to build some of the most creative cardboard sleds. And we're going to race them starting at 4 o'clock for about an hour. And I'm going to be the MC, and I'm going to act like one of them really cheesy ESPN announcers. Or any sports network for that much. And then afterward, after 5 o'clock, still live music. And lots of fun at Spyglass and Three Beards. The 6th annual Cabin Fever at Spyglass. And this time, 94KX is part. Woohoo!
WQKX! Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is on the way, and it features the late, great Bob Saget.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Our parting shot today, we all know by now, we said goodbye to Bob Saget, who was found dead in his hotel room in Orlando yesterday. The investigation continues. He was only 65 years old, but a lot of us grew up with Bob Saget and Full House. Some of us older, like me, grew up with his stand-up comedy, which he was doing a tour. He was in the midst of a tour when he passed. Our parting shot today, a salute to Bob Saget.
I'm going to tell you an incredible story. The story of how I met your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
Thank you, and a special welcome to our special one-hour special. This is a salute to boneheads. Thank you. One guy. How do you know if you're a bonehead, you might ask? Well, you're watching this show, aren't you?
Everybody wishes they could change something about themselves. Heck, when I was a kid, I wished I could have been more like that guy on The Incredible Hulk.
You want to be a big green monster with muscles?
No, not him, the other guy, the guy that turned into the Hulk.
I never got to sleep over my friends' houses. Anybody get to do that? Yeah. You slept over my friends' houses? I never got to. I said, Mom, why not? She said, Bob, you have no friends and you have no life and I'm not your mother, okay? Don't applaud that. You're scum, buddy. You really are.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.